safe spaces to be. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Katie and Manu with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, North Queensland is experiencing high levels of flooding with power cuts and major infrastructure damage. Parts of North Queensland have received more than 1.2 metres of rain since Saturday. The floods are forecasted to worsen today, with the Ross River in Townsville likely to reach up to 2 metre flood levels in coming hours. The Bureau of Meteorology Senior Meteorologist Dean Narramore says while there will be breaks in the rain, more of these conditions and thunderstorm activity are expected till Thursday. In local news, a teenage girl lost her life to a shark attack while swimming in the beach off Bribie Island in North Brisbane late Monday afternoon. Paramedics were called to Worm Beach to assist, but the injuries proved fatal. The beach remains closed until further notice.
For your national news, as bushfires continue in Victoria, another emergency warning has been called in. The Grampians and Muranatwa residents were urged to evacuate overnight. While firefighters have managed to slow the spread of the fire, the blaze is still out of control. Residents are being warned they may not have assistance from emergency services if they decide to stay. Unfortunately, there is more hot weather to come today with a top of 35 degrees, but there may be relief in sight with cool change expected mid-afternoon. For your international news, the Australian share market is experiencing big losses amongst US President Donald Trump's tariff strike on China, Canada and Mexico. On Monday, the Australian dollar briefly dropped under 61 US cents, impacted by Trump's plans to impose tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico and China. This is lowest the Australian dollar has been since the COVID-19 pandemic. Australian economists warn that a global trade war could cause weaker global growth and demand for Australian exports.
For your weather today in Brisbane, it is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 13, which is in the maximum band.
That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.